Audacity.
We are
Gil
and
Tiago.
And
we
are
here
to
explain
what
we
did
in
a
project
connecting
art
and
science.
The end. This was just a hint on how creatively disturbed are our guests here today. So I'm Patricia.
And I'm Sam.
And together with Rita, we were the co-creators of a project called Roots of Curiosity. And what you just heard, it's an example of the object, the symbiotic object, both artistic and scientific, that Gilles and Tiago, one of the pairs of the project, did. So to start, I think I want to just ask if you can briefly introduce yourselves, Tiago.
I'm Tiago Barbosa. I'm an actor. I work as a freelancer with several companies and projects.
I'm Gil Costa. I'm a neuroscientist and designer at the Champalimau Foundation in Lisbon.
So we just heard a small example of the performance that you guys did after working together for almost a period of 6 months. Could you tell us a little bit about what you guys created and how you came across this idea?
So first, we had this first meeting. We had several residencies, so it was a 6 month span of time, but actually it was several small periods. And in this first period, we were asked to propose activities, games, to a group. And I propose a game in which we should build up narratives collectively. So each person would, one person would start a story, then another one, when the opportunity was found, would continue this story for three or four sentences or more, and then like this, each person would take the word.
And I presented kind of a exercise where the people, like the art actors and the scientists, would emulate a type of decisions that I was studying, just categorical decisions using a deck of cards, and people would have to pick a card, try to find out the rule, what it meant, the card, and decide whether to raise their hands. So this was just something to show more or less what I was doing in my neuroscience work, and I guess which has to do again with decisions, and I guess that's when we started connecting, me and Tiago started connecting our ideas and our visions. Mm-hmm.
So in my game, there was this challenge for the people who were playing it, of trying to figure out what the person who was telling the story was thinking about the possible future of the story. What was the system that was being built by the narrative? What was intrinsic in this narrative? So that the person could take the word and continue this story. And in Gil, there was also a similar question of figuring out what was the rule that made the
a good decision.
A good decision.
So I guess there's a link between what Tiago was proposing and then what we actually, by that time, then what we actually ended up doing. But let us just on the exercise of Tiago, it was each person was taking the narrative to a certain end goal or a certain outcome at the time, and I guess we started wondering whether actually this is decisions that people are actually having to make. They have to try to understand what is the story has been so far and what they should do to take it to wherever they wanted to go. Of course, they don't know where the story will end, because eventually another person will come in and write the rest of the story. So from these two exercises, these two points of views, we had to we ended up getting together and working from these two exercises, and we proposed to just reduce a little bit the system so that now, instead of a lot of people telling a story, you would have just two people telling a story, me and Tiago. And in each story, we would do the same thing that you've just seen, which is just throwing a word at a time to build up the story. And here, in each word, my intuition was that each time that Tiago sends me a word, and I have to basically then decide which word to send back. So the analogy here is, by building a narrative, are we also making decisions? Are we all being affected by what the other person is telling us? Is the other person the stimulus? What is the outcome of the narrative? Do I get influenced by how the narrative is flowing? Do I get more or less confident about if we are getting to somewhere or not? So these words, confidence, decision, stimulus, outcomes, these are things that I use in my work. I guess that is a link, a possible link.
I guess one thing that was very interesting from your object and that we noticed in the performance is that real data was being collected online. So while you guys were playing the game, the plots were, in the end, were shown to the public, and you actually had to do some explanation of what was happening, as well as going through the plots to explain what was happening. And this, in general, in artistic performances, it's not very common, right, to give such a clear explanation of what's happening. Like from a more maybe artistic perspective for you, Tiago, do you think, how important do you think it is to give these explanations or to make it more so that people can enjoy more the performance? You think that's important or not so much?
To make the performance enjoyable is not in itself a preoccupation. But I think collecting data might be somehow integrated in this, I think, goal, which is not like formalized or thought of as a goal, but it's part of what you do, of somehow showing the unshown, the unseen, what is not immediately seen. So to expose the bodies on stage, I think it's part of what you do in theater. You want to see what you don't actually see in common life. So using science and using science procedures and equipment and prostheses as prostheses for these bodies which we expose on stage, I think it's somehow if you and going back to what I just said you shouldn't do, maybe feeds this quality of the bodies or what the bodies do on stage, and gives it the quality that makes them enjoyable, or saying it in other words, it turns the bodies more dramatic. So what you see in the graph, it's actually an expression of the body, since the graph is part of the body.
That's great. So I guess maybe I'll ask an open question that either of you could answer, which was what surprised you the most, perhaps, about working with someone who is from another domain, or what did you learn from this other person that you can apply in another work or another aspects of your life? I'd love to know, Sheila or Tiago.
I guess I can start. What surprised me was the amount of conceptualization and thinking and care that one needs to put in order to make something right and good. Also, because there's this idea that, you know, you're an artist, you just go out there and then you just create, you know, some light comes from the sky, you get like bzzz, and now you art is done. No, I was surprised, naively, I didn't think like that, I guess, the enjoyment, the joy which is to build up something also artistic using a lot of conceptualization. I don't know about you.
I think these concepts of waiting time, decision time, rewards, this all has a lot to do with the condition with the situation of a performer. So it's absolutely operative, I mean, to think about what we do, and that's why we immediately found that there was a connection, the exposure of these two games showed us very, very clearly that we could work together. And so what I bring is, I bring an arsenal of concepts that are actually operative.
Yeah, I guess
to think of what I do, I think.
Yes, I also want to add that the build-up, this idea that the build-up of a narrative can be parsed or can be thought of as being parsed and grasped as a scientific, with a scientific perspective, also brings me this notion that actually there's first the notion that whatever I was doing in the lab can actually mean or maybe mean something to normal decisions, or that I can use whatever I had before to start looking at things as variable as building up a narrative, or, you know, being on the stage. Like, it's good and refreshing to think that the scientific thinking can also look at an artistic process without, of course, the need to explain it or to whatever. But it's a good exercise. So I took also this exercise with me that. It's possible. I think it's possible, and it's not. It's nice for it to be possible.
Yeah, it's a lot. I think it's a lot of an exchange of language. It's not. I don't know if you consider that what we did is art, nor is it science.
Yeah.
But it's an effort of approximation of both approaches. I mean, it's a synthesis of both approaches.
Maybe even so, some kind of third space, like a new space that it's not necessarily just science or just art, but it's a combination of,
yes,
a new novel approach that gets harder to define, maybe, but has a little bit of both somehow. Right? But I guess all the, like these collaborations are very hard, right? Like we know that this was sometimes frustrating and hard because you guys didn't know each other, so you started working together to develop this object that could be anything, could be a dance, a performance, a game, an experiment, and we know that how challenging this was. But can you remember? It's good to think of the good things, but can you remember like the main difficulties of working with?
I can start like the thing that we showed you now. I have to that in the beginning of this show, like this first step. We are machines which have not been oiled for a long time. So
they excuse you, I think.
I'm not excusing myself. I'm just introducing the point, which is what was hard, or what we spent a lot of time trying to be good at what we were doing, building up narratives. And for me, it was not hard. It was the challenge to let go, build up a narrative, not trying to dominate the narrative, understanding all these little things and big things which Tiago was proposing me as concepts on how to do this without assuming control, without whatever, to be there at the moment. So what was difficult for me was to be in the moment and allow myself to just do this. So we were in the gym, like constantly Tiago would say building up the muscle. That was hard, but enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know. Yes, it was difficult. I don't think anything was very difficult. Maybe the limitation of time.
Mm-hmm.
Was difficult because this is it's a process. I mean, it's a process. We have to work together to build narratives one word at a time. So maybe only in 10 years we will do it perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, we will attain a good flow of the words and a good understanding of each other without speaking, just exchanging these words according to syntax rules, to sense rules, to a fiction building idea, and getting to the end of the story harmoniously, whatever these words means, but getting to end the stories, which is the actual reward and the enjoyment we can give the audience enjoyment. So this is a process. This is the process, and the time constraints don't make it possible, or only make it as possible as we can respond.
Make it feasible. They don't make it optimal.
But
I guess time is the limitation, right? If you want to do something, nice, right, you have to give yourself time for it. You have to put yourself in the zone. Artists they warm up just before so that they can put themselves in the zone. And then you need time. You need time for these things.
Yeah. And at the same time, we have to have a distance to watch ourselves, because the experience is the object in what we did. So the object of the experience is the experience itself. So we could have somehow recorded our rehearsals. If they had the quality, enough quality for them to be analyzed productively,
and that's
actually good. So perhaps we didn't get to that stage, or we only got to it very near the show, so there were a lot of other constraints concerning the show itself, the dynamics of building up a show.
So So we'll
and so thinking about what we do doing it, it's, yeah, it's an unfolding that.
So we're just coming to the end of our podcast. Tiago, we'd just like to ask a final question. Just what, at the moment, drives your curiosity?
Maybe this doesn't have nothing about to do with science, but from since I finished theater school, I was very much focused on the development of my skills as an actor, and on looking at trying to transform my body, trying to make it fit, skillful, with a variety of capacities, and working on that, working, trying to transform my organism, but in a physical way. And perhaps now I'm trying to manage what is around me and forgetting my body. So
great. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you very much. That's really, really cool. Okay, well, Gilles and Tiago, thank you very much for coming here today and recording this podcast with us. And thank you, Patricia. Me and Patricia are part of the Roots of Curiosity channel. And we'll see you again sometime soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You.
Thanks.
Bye.
Roots of Curiosity.